burden, brother and sister and family. January 22nd, 1901, typed. Dear brother and sister, burden and family, I have been sick for 3 weeks. I spent the week of prayer in San Francisco and Oakland, and the strain upon me was severe. The church was heated by stoves and was imperfectly ventilated. The poison in the air from the breaths of the people and the exhalations from the bodies poisoned me when I went into the church on Sabbath morning, so that I could not speak but had to leave the room. I spoke in the afternoon, and though I had to hold fast to the desk to steady myself, the Lord strengthened me to speak. On Sunday, I was enabled to speak clearly with the Spirit and power of the Lord upon me. His presence and power were in the meeting. The congregation was large beyond my expectation. I also spoke on Monday and Tuesday in the San Francisco church. On Wednesday, I went to Oakland and spoke on Sabbath in the church there. On Sunday, we had a remarkable meeting of the office hands. Oh, it was a remarkable meeting, a decided revival. The testimony given me by the Lord was received, and God made an impression on hearts. 120 testimonies were born, and many unconverted sought the Lord. No one could doubt for a moment that the Lord was in the meeting. The meeting lasted 3 hours, and we felt that it was 3 hours well spent. I have never addressed a more intelligent audience or met with a better response. After the meeting, I felt that my work was done, and on Monday I hastened home. Ever since that time, I have been seriously ill, but I do not regret the effort made. It paid. Oh, it paid. For the Lord God of Israel gave us the victory. The Friday after coming home, I fainted in the bathtub, and all that night I lay in a half-unconscious state. I am still confined to my room, but am improving. On Sabbath, I consented to speak in the sanitarium chapel. Many not of our faith were present. One, a stranger from Oregon, said that he had come hoping to hear Mrs. White. I stood up in much feebleness, but the good hand of the Lord was with me. I was glad to be able to speak. I am recovering, but it has been a severe pull for me. I would have gone to the retreat to take treatment, but it would have been of little use, for my heart is so weak that it is dangerous for me to take much water treatment. I thank the Lord for his blessings to me. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I am anxious to hear from you as to how you are getting on. I feel linked up in heart interest with you all. We miss you so much. It was a great struggle to consent to let you go, for we need your help right here in the retreat. But I knew that you were needed in the sanitarium in Australia, so I could not detain you here. May the Lord give you much of his grace, that you may use aright the talents he has given you. The Lord has given to each man his work. Brother and sister Burden, you are not to look to or depend on any human being. Look in faith to our precious leader, the captain of the Lord's host. Armed and equipped by his grace and his keeping power, you may be a great help to the cause in the sanitarium. It gives me courage to know that you and Brother Cress are where you are. With the good hand of the Lord with you, you can hold the fort. Looking unto Jesus, you can daily receive wisdom to impart to the poor, sin-sick souls who need light. May God give you largely of his Holy Spirit, that by precept and example you may help those who need help. Try in every way to help Merritt Kellogg. Be his friend. His trials have been deep and keen, but we sincerely hope that he will be all that God desires him to be. You must not expect that your path in Australia will be a smooth one. No, you will have trials, but you must carry your troubles to one who knows. Always keep your armor on. Let not the enemy gain any advantage. You are where the Lord would have you. Lift with all the power the Lord has given you. But be sure not to take too many burdens. Nothing is gained in doing this. To every man, God has given his work. All have not the same line of work to do. Learn what your part is, and then act. Be not at all afraid to speak the truth plainly and distinctly. Cling to the Mighty One. He is your counselor. Look not to man, neither make flesh your arm. Learn of me, says the greatest teacher the world has ever seen. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. Oh, what a helper we have in our Savior. Let us trust him implicitly and never lose our grasp on him. Encourage all to have faith in the one who is honored by our confidence in him. Courage in the Lord we must have.
I have written this propped up in bed with pillows. Write freely to me, and when I can, I will respond. Keep fast hold of God, and he will lead you safely over the difficult places so that you will not stumble or fall. Look up. Believe in Jesus. Every hour believe that he is your helper. In much love.